Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. I am Rob Sanders. My co-host over there is Kale Hall. Kale, I hope you're having a good holiday season, my friend.
Well, just working. I'm busier than one-arm wallpaper hanger. I worked all day today. What's that? If I'd work on Sunday, I usually don't ever work but like 2 hours. I worked from 8 a.m. until 6 today. So,
wow.
I'm beat. Yeah.
All right. Shut well, Kale does have the wonderful holiday decorations behind him. So, yeah, there you go with that.
This is what it has for you when your stepdaughter is on that virtual schooling.
Yeah.
COVID-19 program where she gets to go to school from home. Basically don't do shit so they can decorate and work and whatever.
All right. Well, Kale, by the way, as you can see, he's going to be a Santa jackpot tonight. He's got the Christmas tree behind him. My wife hung all this beautiful, like, this big wreath behind us or whatever. There you go. But we're not nearly as festive as Jackpot's house. I should have done this in front of the Christmas tree because we have a Christmas tree. We have two Christmas trees downstairs, and then my daughter has got a white Christmas tree upstairs.
Well, I'll tell you how this works.
All right.
It looks like it's huge behind me, but it's actually not. See, Shane, because it's on the drop leaf table, Shane. And there's a bunch of bags of shit there, too, Shane. I don't know what's in there. I heard it might be something for me, but I'm not sure.
If you go through and find your gifts, you're the biggest Grinch ever. That would be outstanding, though. What's Jackpot getting for Christmas? It's all back there in the, quote, bags of shit on his underneath his Christmas tree.
I usually just end up getting gift cards anymore now. When I worked for Ingles, everybody bought me a tie because I had to wear ties every day, but I don't work there anymore, so I don't wear ties.
Well, I could say this, fuck them, because you don't work there anymore, so fuck them.
Fuck that place.
Fuck that place.
Cherise Milligan says, is that tater wrapping paper jackpot? Absolutely not.
Oh, goodness. Well, we have a lot to get to this evening. We're going to open up the phone lines in a moment. Lots of stuff to talk about, but before we get into it too much, Santa Jackpot here is going to give away, because he is he's a very festive jackpot. He's going to give
and
away.
Also, very giving.
A very giving jackpot. He is going to give away two entries into our Callaway's Bowl Pick'em Challenge, which I have just finished up. And we've already got, according to my notes, I think 7 or 8 people already in the mix, so that's good. We always get more people towards the end of it, but the first picks are due. You got to have everything turned in by Christmas Eve at 3:30. That's the first time. That's the first bowl game that we're actually going to count in our Pick'em Challenge. 23 games to pick this year. Jackpot, looking forward to it. So anyway, for the jackpot can do whatever he wants. If he wants to give, I'd like him to give one to the best comment over here in the chat room and one to the best call. If we get a call that's worth a shit, you can be in the bowl challenge for free thanks to Santa Jackpot. If that doesn't make you festive, I have no clue. No clue what will. So be nice to Santa Jackpot tonight, because I'm just the elf in this operation. I'm going to tell you like the elf from Bad Santa. You get nothing, but Santa Jackpot will hook you up.
I already got it.
We already got what?
I already got it. I got the best comment already. Can I do that? I already got the best comment. My favorite, and I want you to pin it.
All right.
And we're going to give this young man or lady, I don't know, a free pick in the
Pick'em Challenge.
The contest. Yep. Yeah. Gichelle Long says, Bama played the best offense they will play this season last night.
Is,
Now all we gotta do is wait on a call. If I like to call too, if we get a call that's good, we're gonna roll with that. And if not, we're gonna pick another comment.
All right, so
sound jackpot. Look at, so Santa Claus came to you
early.
How do you Jisha.
All right, Jisha, we need to figure out how to get in contact with you. If you could give us like your Twitter handle or something like that, because we don't know how to get a hold of you, because we just don't know. But we'll get you in the mix. And I got her name, her, his, whatever, name written down. So only... Anyway, we have to thank
That's a girl's name, but thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right, so we'll figure that out, figure out how to get a hold of you, and then you've won a spot, and we have one more later on. Maybe if Jackpot's
Todd
feeling...
Todd Dickens, South Carolina Jackpot, where can I mail you some beers? Todd, if you want to hit me up on Twitter at Hall_Kale with a DM, I'll let you know that, or you can just message the show.
Yeah, on Facebook. That's the easiest way to do it, on Facebook. And if it may be somebody that's saying they're going to send you beer and they send you a bag of shit, that could happen.
Well, I'll just throw it away in case that happens. Or I'll add it. I've actually got a compost pile going out in the backyard with leaves and such.
Is that from several Clemson fans that have given you bags of shit over the years?
No, it's from leaves and just scraps of old plants and stuff from last summer. I got a compost pile going back there. So I'll throw the bag of shit out there.
So Kale will accept batches of beer or bags of shit. Just direct message him on Twitter at Hall_Kale.
Todd says, there you go, Jisha Long, that he put their Twitter handle down there.
Blaine Long 7. I'm
Todd Dickens says you don't have Twitter, you're on Facebook. So am I. Just look up Kale Hall on Facebook. My profile picture is me and my old lady standing up against the dam at Lake Hartwell. It looks like she's about to push me off of it.
Yeah, she failed. She was trying.
Unfortunately, she did not work. Marcus Mariota says, Kale's a sexy beast. Goddamn, boy. Thank you. I appreciate it. He's showing me love because I picked these Oregon Ducks to win on Friday night, and they did just that. They salvaged me one pick. I didn't do too damn well on my picks on my channel this past week, so I'm going to need these bowl games to bail me out. But I was giving him a hard time several weeks ago because they lost to the Beav, and then they lost to the Golden Bears, and I was giving him shit. But just wasn't that Oregon game against USC, the undefeated USC team, just the most 2020 thing ever?
Yeah.
You would think that they would blow them out. Oregon replacement team coming in, and the replacement team, that's a true back door right there. That's really coming in the damn back door. That's that replacement team. Kicked your ass. I love it.
Shout out to Blake Robinson, says if you have a P.O. box, he'll send you some scratch offs. Everybody loves Kale. What the hell's up with this?
I don't have a, who said that?
It's on the screen here. Blake Robinson.
I don't have a P.O. box, but you can just message the show and I can give my home address.
So here's what we've learned tonight early in the show.
I used to have a P.O. box at one time, man, but I when I was really big into the scratching, I was doing fan mail and I had a P.O. box, but
all right,
I just got rid of it. It cost $10 a year, and that's just too much.
Yeah, well, so now Kale said he's accepting beer, bags of shit, and scratch-offs. Just message the show, and you'll get his address.
Also beef jerky.
And beef jerky.
When I finish this one, I've got a good beer in there that I'll crack into it.
Wow. All right. Well,
I say good beer. This beer is great. The other beer is like one of those craft brews, and it's good, but this one's great.
I can't imagine you drinking craft brews, Kale. I don't see you drinking that shit.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like to try them. I don't
see you like going to the store to buy craft brews though. I don't see that happening.
I do it like for a treat every so often. You remember I had the Appalachian State beer.
Yeah.
Earlier this year. That was a craft brew.
Charlie says he can send you some skins. So we've had everybody is sending you shit. I swear I'm just the asshole on this channel that got, you know, handles Kale's fan mail.
I'll share with you.
That's funny. All right. Anyway, we have to wrap up one big thing. That is our Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, and this was this year was one of the biggest years yet. And I tell you what, man, I was looking at it today. We have the final standings. We're gonna go ahead and put those out now. This, of course, is sponsored by Callaway's Bar and Grill. Callaway'sBarandGrill.com. They also are doing our bowl challenge. But the final standings are up, and I am going to read off the people from the bottom all the way to the top. Since this is the final one, we're going to read everybody. Final standings. There were a possibility of 118 is what you could win overall. 15 games in week 15, because we thought everything was going to get canceled. The winner, and this is not a joke, of the penis trophy this season, all the way from Lancaster, or is it Lancaster? I don't know which one it is. South Carolina. Jason Sims with 50 picks. Let's give it up for Jason. 50 picks. He wins the penis trophy. Jason, I will be sending that to you. You've won the penis trophy. Congratulations, sir. Jamie Phillips almost got the dick. He was 1 point over. Followed by Chris Rentz, the comrade, and Tyler Crowder at 53. Brock Lee finished at 54. Zach Abercrombie at 54. Matt Tomlinson, his year is made. He beat the comrade. He's at 55. Jay Bennett's at 55, along with Kim Bellinger. Jackpot Jr. at 55. Also, 57 for Lewis Bolin, Wendy Wyatt, and somebody that was just South Carolina. I don't know who the hell that is. Rich Long finished at 58. Jeremy McClure at 60, along with Jackpot at 60, with Matt Hewlett. 61 picks, Nathan Medlin, Keith Whitley, Christian Young, and Billy Muse finished at 62. Sally Donegan, last year's champ, at 63, along with Dennis Wilson. What's that?
Pulling the LSU.
Yeah, she fell back. She's the LSU
terrible
of the
champion.
Terrible. That happens a lot with these things. Dennis Wilson.
He won in the rain last night, though.
Yeah. Dennis Wilson's at 63. Dwayne Ard's at 64, along with Elizabeth Harkins at 64. Beth Webb's at 64. Dalton DeBose is at 65. Lisa Sister Harkins, which is Elizabeth's grandma, is at 65. Beat her by one pick. Imagine that. Christmas at 66. Michael Tungor is at 67. Mark McCurry is at 67. Marcus Cameron's at 68. Edwin Reeves at 69. At 68, and then Taylor Bruni's at 69. Kale, I am now officially the bridesmaid of this thing, man. I can't win it. It seems like for the second straight year, I finished in second place with 72 picks. Out of 118, that is pretty damn good, but not nearly as good as our winner, that tall bastard Ben Simmons, who's also the recruiting coordinator for this show. I tell you what, Virtual Kale has his own thoughts about Ben Simmons.
I fucking hate him.
Exactly.
After you name my name off, and no offense to anybody, but some of the damn names you rattled off after mine, just, I can't believe that I had a bad year. And I'll tell you what.
for those listening on the podcast, Kale's dog is trying to eat his camera.
I'll tell you what screwed me out of probably about six picks was I kept on picking against Coastal Carolina, just
right.
Figuring they were going to fuck up, and I would get some picks on some of my people. But, you know, I had one week where I got, like, one right, and that fooked me. But,
well,
you know, other than that, I'm still over 50% over on the channel. So,
well, a couple of things here. I promised that all three of us would finish in the top eight, and then, yeah, that
well,
that
one of
happen.
Us did.
Yeah. I was 33% on that. Oh man, I thought we would do much better than that. I really did, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't to be.
You know, I took the Gamecocks a couple of times when I probably shouldn't have, and stuff like that. So
yeah,
Clemson fucked me a couple of times too. So
well, Clemson's been fucking you for years, Kale. What do you want from that? But I did pick Clemson to. I mean, I was still an outstanding percentage, but I thought the three of us would finish in the top eight.
Rob is a dumbass.
Exactly. That's basically what it boils down to. Just not good on... I had more confidence in you guys, but it didn't happen. But the Callaway's Bowl Pick'em Challenge is up and rolling. If you want to get in, it's really simple. You send me $20 on PayPal. Once I have it, I'll send you the link. And then you enter your picks. All picks have to be in by Christmas Eve. So,
please get down.
Are you talking to me or the dog?
I'm talking.
The dog's licking Kale's face.
I love you too. Please get down. Why are you deciding to be all friendly now when you were biting at me earlier?
Dog loves you, Kale.
He does. He's a sweet boy, but I wish you'd get down. He's making
down,
it hard
dog.
To work. Go.
Beth with a great line says Rob ran his mouth like Ian Book. I, you know what? From now on, I'm going to I'm just going to run my mouth about myself. And I finished in the top eight. I'm just saying. So anyway, enter the Callaway's Bowl Pick'em Challenge. If you need help, go to the Rob and Comrade. It's the Rob and Kale page now. The Rob and Kale Facebook page on Facebook, or you can message me, or you can message me on Twitter. I'm at Rob Sounds Good. I'll send you the link. It's really simple, okay? So there you go with that. We also have Dennis Wilson from DNC Trucking and Transport. The No Spin Zone. It's not the No Spin Zone anymore. I'm going to start calling it. What I said I was going to call it Clemson Facts with Uncle Kale. It may just be History Lessons with Uncle Kale tonight. Uncle Kale, please read it, brother.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. We are currently the third best team in the state. We are the welfare government cheese football program of the SEC. The SEC saved us from being blown out by Clemson and Coastal. If we were a salt, let's just be saying, If we were worth a salt, okay, we would have opted out of our bowl game and let Army play in our place. UAB is going to mouth hump us the day after Christmas. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. We love fireside chats there with Kale.
Over here on the channel.
Yeah.
Says we're a 5-point underdog to a 6-3 UAB team. Very embarrassing. It is. I mean, if you think about it, it is. But, I mean, the fact that we're 2-8 and they are conference champions.
Yeah.
They won at We Are Marshall on Friday night. So it's really, I mean, that's probably about right. I'm surprised it's not more than that.
Yeah. Edwin Reeves loves the welfare government cheese football program of the SEC.
I came up with that damn line when I was bitching about Shane Beamer. I said, the fucking government cheese coach. That's what we went out and hired, a government cheese coach. But now I've changed my mind now. He's not government cheese. He's Cracker Barrel.
Oh, he's Cracker Barrel cheese now. He's not government
cheese.
He's
Cracker Barrel. He's the cheese that you get over at Ingles in the damn corner after you pass the real deli counter around the corner, the one that's got all the the greenery, and it's in the little black baskets and shit, and it's got Boar's Head wrote on it. That's the kind of cheese he is.
Well, so he's Boar's Head cheese.
He's fancy cheese.
Oh, so Shane Beamer is now fancy cheese. What
he's
is
awesome fucking cheese?
What kind of cheese is Dabo Sweeney?
Great value from shredded cheese.
Holy shit, that's really funny. All right.
Tochi.
Well, we've got a lot of things to talk about this evening, including the college football playoff and what they've done. I'm going to bring up the phone line so people can call in. Let me go ahead and get that started. Kale, tell us what your thoughts are on the Gasparilla Bowl while I get this moving. Do you like the fact that that's where the Gamecocks are going?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of weird. It says that that's an ACC versus SEC tie-in or something. But, I mean, from what I've seen in the past, that game has always been like a MAC team versus a Conference USA team or something like that. I think UCF played Marshall in it last year, I think. So I would have to think us being in it is probably kind of a downgrade for the old Gasparians. But I mean, I'm where is this game at, and is that it's Raymond James Stadium?
Yeah,
No,
it's at Raymond James Stadium. Yeah.
It's at Raymond James Stadium,
yeah.
In Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just making sure it wasn't in that shitty ass fucking dome down there where they play baseball at. You know, the one that's so fucking shitty that the AstroTurf is brown. And there's like 400 people in attendance there. When they were in damn first place, Evan Longoria out there hitting 40 home runs a fucking year, and there's like 30 people in the damn stands.
How the hell do you have fucking brown AstroTurf? It's so bad.
That fucking place is ugly, is it not?
I know, but I'm just saying, how do you have brown AstroTurf? It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know, man, but that place is a shithole. But, you know, UAB is a solid team, got a good defense, they got a good quarterback, and they got a damn good coach. Hell, this guy resurrected the damn program from, they ended the program after 2014. He stuck around to reorganize the fucking program.
Yeah.
In 2017. And now they're winning games in their bowl game. So, I mean, how storybook can you fucking get?
Yeah. Well, I agree on that. One comment from the chat room here. Dabo is that good nacho cheese you get at the gas station.
The gas station.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't like the fact that Army's not in a bowl game. At 9
Bearded
and 2.
Arian said, I went to a baseball game there. Total dump. It looks like it.
It does look like a dump. So, yeah, there's that. But
in the state of Florida, I mean, you would think, my God, you'd think they could do better than that.
Yeah.
You would think they could do better than that. Yeah. I think that the thinking was to put it inside, to build a dome stadium there because it rains a lot, I guess. But it doesn't even have a retractable roof or anything like the place in Miami. It's just a dome.
That's pretty cool. Well, anyway, we're opening up the phones at 803-470-2905 if you want to call in about the what happened today with the College Football Playoff Committee, which, by the way, I'm convinced, and I know people are thinking that like this is like some X-Files conspiracy theory stuff. I think beyond, and I'm not just saying this to piss people off, there were nothing but Big Ten supporters on that CFP committee. How you could possibly put Ohio State in the playoff after they've won six games. I honestly believe there's just a section of the people that are there that are on that CFP committee that just wanted to have Ohio State there. And I believe that. So I think that the big thing with that is that that people were talking so much about Ohio State this and Ohio State and passing the eye test. If you watch the first half of that game with Northwestern, and that there's your eye test. If you think that's one of the four best teams in the country, I got nothing for you. Yes, their running back ran for 300 yards. The reason he ran for 300 yards is because at least Ryan Day was smart enough to say, you know what? Our quarterback can't throw the ball, so we have to give it to our running back. I mean, and of course, he, what, 29 carries, 330 yards, 11 yards a carry, hell of a running back. Not going to argue with you about that. But as far as a team goes, you just, does anybody really believe that on just the basis of their work that Ohio State is the team that should be in the top four? If I'm a Texas A&M fan, I'm pissed off. And you know what? I'm going to put this out there too. I don't think Notre Dame needs to be there. I said that too. And the reason that I say that is because they got their dicks kicked in by Clemson big time. And what you have now, and I'm not saying that we should have this for the potential matchup that they're going to have with Alabama, where Alabama's getting a bye week basically playing Notre Dame. But the if we're looking for the best teams, in theory, you should go with the teams that played the full season that did the most in the regular season. I have no problem with Notre Dame not being there, but Ohio State, they in my opinion, they shouldn't even be ranked. They didn't play a full season. It's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. It's ridiculous. What do you think, Cale?
Well, I think part of the reason that they're in, you know as well as I do, it's name value.
It's money.
Money.
Yeah.
They wanted to see them match up with Clemson again because I think the ratings for it are through the roof.
Yep.
So they wanted to see that. With that being said, the team that got totally fucked in all that was Texas A&M.
They did?
If you go past that, you say, okay, we're not going to put Ohio State in. Who are we going to put in? Okay, we put in Texas A&M. Well, Notre Dame is a farce, too. They don't deserve to be there.
Right.
And once you get past those, though, that's five right there.
I can make an argument for Oklahoma.
But if you could put there's nobody else that you could put in there that would make any sense. So I guess you could make an argument. You could make an argument for the Cincinnati Bearcats, but the strength, the schedule is just not there. The power five or group of five teams not getting in. But I think I'm not so mad about Ohio State, because Ohio State, yes, I know, they didn't play but six games, but they won all six of them. They were their conference champions. I have more of a problem with Notre Dame. Notre Dame got blown the fuck out by a playoff team. Got blown the fuck out by a playoff team yesterday. So you're going to put them in the playoffs today. What fucking sense does that make?
Well, but
they're going to get blown out again. And I know Texas A&M, I've heard this shit this morning on my video. Yeah, well, jackpot, Texas A&M got blown out by a playoff team, too. It was three fucking months ago. They got blown out by Alabama, and at least they had some kind of a semblance of fucking offense in that game. It was 50-something to 20-something. They got beat by 28 points. They punched Alabama in the mouth, too. It was 14-0. They tied them up at 14, and then Alabama kind of leaned on them a little bit. But they beat Florida. They went through their SEC schedule. They didn't. Their problem on the SEC schedule front is that, other than my Gamecocks, they didn't blow out shitty teams. They didn't blow out shitty teams. Their win yesterday against Tennessee, the game was never in doubt. But they should have beaten them by 40 points instead of 21 points. They should have probably beaten LSU by 30-something points in that, and probably same thing to Auburn. And they just kind of, just slid by these shitty teams. instead of just totally off, just dragging them through the mud, which is what they should have done. I mean, they didn't realize, I don't think, that they were working on style points until it was too late.
Maddie,
and,
with a
Tennessee being without Eric Gray yesterday, I mean, there's really no excuse for, you know, Texas A&M was, you know, auditioning for the playoffs. You know, they should have worked Tennessee. They didn't work them. They just went out there and defeated them.
Maddie Sims with a great comment over on YouTube. Appreciate the folks watching on the Carolina Jackpot channel. Of course, make sure you subscribe if you're watching over there on Facebook. Appreciate all of you folks anyway. He says, what makes me annoyed about Ohio State is how they got their conference to change their rules after the fact. They weren't even supposed to be in their conference championship originally. Look, Edwin with a great point too. There are 10 SEC, ACC teams win with as many wins as Ohio State. But you can't bring facts to the argument there, Edwin. Okay? The four-letter network and all of these Big Ten writers and all of these people that suck on the Ohio State penis, they've got to have them in the playoff. And you know what? Dabo Swinney normally pulls his starters in the third quarter. I'm telling you, that Ohio State defense is fucking trash. If you don't believe me, watch what Northwestern did. Northwestern's one of the shittiest offenses in the country, and they were able to move the ball. I hope Dabo Swinney turns it up on them, and I want them to stomp their fucking face. I want a 45-point win. If they can do it, do it. If you're like, if you're up, you know, if you're on the 2-yard line and there's 4 seconds to go, call a timeout and draw up a play to run it in. These people need to be shut up. These Ohio State fans and their coach, being the smartass that he is. Oh, if I had my five, if I could, well, Ohio State would be one of them. Shut up. Stop with the bullshit. Just stop it. If you want to be completely honest, if we were doing this based off of what I see in Ohio State would lose to Alabama, Florida, Georgia. Those three for definitely sure. Texas A&M in the SEC. In the ACC, Clemson would mouth stomp them. I think Notre Dame would beat them, and Miami would give them a hell of a game. So they're not that fucking good. They really are.
Notre Dame was a wet fart, man.
Well, they're better than Ohio State.
I don't know. Now, just because you're just because you don't like them, don't go throwing that stuff out there. You're getting a little crazy now.
Oh, well, I can be crazy.
I don't think that Notre Dame is beating Ohio State. I just really don't. Not the way they looked yesterday. They were horrible.
Edwin Reeves with a good point. North Carolina, they could beat Ohio State. Yep, fully believe it. Fully believe it. Here we go. Out to the phones.
Oh.
Good evening. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Roll Tide Roll.
What's going on, brother?
I mean, I don't like Ohio State, but I think they are a top four team. I mean, just watching them play. I don't want them to make the playoff. They have. But I do think that they deserve their spot. I don't think Notre Dame would beat them. I think Clemson's going to beat them and then beat us for the national championship. They just look – Clemson looks really good.
Yeah, well, being an Alabama fan, are you concerned about your team's defense? Because there's been a couple of spots this year where you guys have kind of gotten lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I'm real concerned, and I'm concerned about all these damn injuries. Like, if we only played 5 or 6 games like Ohio State, we'd still have Jaylen Waddle. You know what I mean? So that's
good
another
point.
Aspect that's not fair about Ohio State only playing 5 or 6 games. They don't have the injury risk.
That's a good point, too.
Hey, you know what y'all need to do?
What?
They need to put John Metchie over there playing safety instead of at wide receiver. Good Lord.
Dude.
He knocked that guy into next year last night.
That might have been that might have been my favorite part of the whole game. That was, he lit that dude up.
He did, and he, did you see him? He got to his feet after the hit, and he just kind of, you know, stumbled, and then he just kind of, boop, he goes down. I'm like, damn. I'm like, he was walking after that. That was just, ugh, man. He had to knock all that dude's feelings out and everything else. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, he got right up like he was okay. Then he had to lay back down. John, I bet you the grown man. He's going to be a stud for us here in the next couple of years.
I looked him up after that because I was like, I don't know anything about this cat. Well, I said, he's from Canada. He's from Canada. He's putting some Brett Hitman Hart shit on him.
Yeah. That was a big hit. All right, man. You got anything else for the show?
I just don't think we're going to win a national championship due to all the injuries, but I mean, these past 2 years, we've had injury bug has just lit us up, and it sucks, man. I guess there's nothing we can do about it, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. Y'all have a good night.
Appreciate it, brother. Thanks a lot, man. All right. Well, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. I don't understand why people have this whole adage that Notre Dame can't beat Ohio State. What has Ohio State done that has made everyone think that they're just absolutely great? I don't get it.
Well, I don't think Justin Fields has really lived up to his
he hasn't.
His billing this year.
He hasn't been the same since he played a real defense last year in Clemson, and they tuned his ass up in the second half. So since then, he's been pretty shitty. Just throwing that out there. When you play Big Ten defenses, that's what happens. So, Northwestern lit him up yesterday with a couple of
Big Ten defenses, and they don't put them kind of numbers up. He's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Once I got him away from Kirby Smart.
You think that he would have done better at Georgia if he would have stayed there?
Fuck no. They wouldn't have had the damn system. Well, he didn't do good when he was there. I don't know what it is about these players, but when he was at Georgia, he looked like shit. I mean, just the few times that he was out there, I mean, he just looked confused.
Yeah.
You watch some Uncle Luke, he'll fill you in on that.
Yep. Oh, we got another call. Let's see here. That's coming in. I may have to call them back. Hold on. I'll just ring them right back. Anyway, yeah, I don't know how well he would have done if he would have stayed at Georgia, but I think they were missing him, so we'll see how that goes with Ohio State in the playoffs. But he's already talking about he has a bad thumb or something. I don't know. Caller, welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is the Rob and Kale Show. Oh, well, they hung up on us. Oh, well. Anyway.
I think they dialed the wrong number last time or something.
That's fine. You're welcome to call back in, 803-470-2905. It's now Kale's cat
it's an
is attacking.
It's 803 number. She must have thought she was calling Russell's on Garner's Ferry.
Yeah, that's fine. 803-470-2905. And we'll talk about the bowls that have been set up. An interesting bowl is the Orange Bowl, Kale, with you've got North Carolina. In the Orange
UNC
Bowl.
UNC and who?
UNC, and it's Vanderbilt. The final bowl game of the season, which I think is interesting, too.
Who are they playing?
Texas A&M. They're a five-point favorite over A&M. Your thoughts on that spread?
What are they?
They're a five-point favorite over A&M in the Orange Bowl.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. SEC. Trying to figure out where I can go get some more money from real quick. I don't know about that one. I don't think. Well, I guess the only offense that Texas A&M faced all year that could grind out and chew, or not grind out, that could put up the kind of yardage that UNC could put up would have been Alabama, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense.
It is. I guess so. Well, I mean, does Tennessee count?
No.
Okay. Well, then it would have just been Alabama, and they kind of Florida. Florida. There you go. I don't know.
Yeah. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. Good evening. What's up?
Hi, this is Texas A&M fan.
Texas A&M fan, are you upset this evening, sir?
You know what? I really looked at... I think now we can win our last game, and when the final poll comes out, we don't drop. If we go into the playoffs or Clemson, we drop from 5 to probably 9 or 10. If we win our bowl game, we probably move up to 2 or 3. So my point that we're the second best.
Yeah.
We're fixing to do a dance on North Carolina. We're bringing the cannons with.
Well,
Texas A&M fan, do you think you know North Carolina's favored in that game by 5 points? What you think about that?
Yeah, that's not.
I think
you know, like I said, after it's all said and done, our last game ain't gonna be a loss, and we're not gonna have the injuries. If we play Alabama, Clemson's people gonna get hurt. And I'm not talking about on just their team. Our team's going to get hurt, too. It's going to be a very physical battle. And we can't match up against those teams. But eventually we will be able to.
Do you think that line – I think that line's wrong. I think Texas A&M is better than North Carolina. And it's not just because they're in the SEC. I think that's just a better team all the way around. North Carolina's defense is horrible. But do you think that that line is situational and they're just like banking on Texas A&M to have kind of a don't want to be here approach to that game?
Well, I think these kids, Texas A&M's got the number one defense in the SEC by the numbers. Of course, you'd never get the people in the media to agree that A&M's worth the shit. But, you know, the numbers don't always lie. I mean, we're not that bad. I mean, what do these kids got to do? They deserve to, they deserve to play whoever bring, you know, like I said, in the future, we got some recruits coming in and next time maybe they won't fuck us over. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to be banking on that Texas A&M's going to be going with the don't want to be here attitude. I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and I think they're going to clown stomp them old boys in the Carolina blue. I mean, that's just real. I mean,
I think you're right. I think you're right, Kel, because if North Carolina can't beat – I think we had a good shot at beating Notre Dame. I don't – Notre Dame's 0-10 in the playoff scenario.
North Carolina lost to Florida State. Say it with me.
I mean, they're 0-10. I mean, they've never won. Last time Clemson beat them 30-0. Clemson just beat them. I mean, if you lose your last game of the season, the playoff committee comes begging for you to come play in their tournament. Their tournament has no fucking value. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm an A&M fan, and I'm not upset. I mean, we took a big risk playing Alabama again. That would have been a war. That would have been something. You know, something for you know, if Florida can almost beat Alabama and we beat – I mean, you know, you could say he did this and he did whatever, but Alabama's got 3 Heisman trophies on their candidates on their offense. They're not going to be stopped. Clemson's is going to give them a good game.
Over on YouTube, don't kill me, I'm just a vibe, says Bama beat them by 28, LOL. A&M doesn't belong in the playoffs. Sir – Clemson beat Notre Dame by 24, and it really should have been by 27. They don't belong in the playoffs either.
Yeah. Like I said, we went to Tuscaloosa the second game of the year, and everybody wants to look at it. But these kids have come a long way. Those kids that just stepped on campus a few more months, getting better. They're getting coached up. They're getting good workouts. They're progressing. So the team on the second week of the season in Tuscaloosa, it's not necessarily going to happen every week. Well, I mean, you go to Tuscaloosa and play Saban.
Under that logic, then we should put Oklahoma in the playoffs because they're playing better at the end of the season. I'm just saying, there's holes in all of that. So,
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, I'm looking at it objectively, and like I said, we're just kind of, we're number six in the recruiting this year, and we haven't finished our class. If we get a big victory in the Orange Bowl, we might get a couple more recruits. And so it's about building up and put their, you know, whoever they want to in the playoffs. But Notre Dame doesn't decide – they shouldn't be in there. And Clemson's going to donkey fuck Ohio State, and that's all I got, bro.
Appreciate it, man. What a way to end the what a way to end the call. He went from I'm being objective to Clemson's gonna
donkey fuck. Okay, that's some damn verb I have never life heard or experienced.
We haven't used that on here. Scott says LSU has imposed a one-year bowl ban to pay for all of our sins. You may cancel this episode. Scott, the only reason I'm acknowledging you here on that is because LSU may end up getting rid of their coach if some of the stuff happens that has been happening. I've heard they're in trouble down there at LSU. So that national championship season, you may have to – that may have to be some old mouthwash you're going to have to drink for a while. So
who's going to get fired first, Ed O or Jerome Pruitt?
Well, they came out today and said he's going to coach. Like, Tennessee's coach, Phil Fulmer, said that Pruitt's there through next season, if I remember correct. But I think that if a lot of this stuff comes with the assault and the stuff with Darius Geis and all that, I think that they may be forced to throw his ass on out the door down there at LSU.
Don't kick me out too quick now.
Don't kick me out too quick. My mistress has double D titties. but yeah, there's one other bowl I wanted to talk with you about, Kale. Of course, we're taking calls at 803-470-2905. The bowl that's most interesting to me, anyway, involves the Georgia Bulldogs, as they will play Cincinnati, a team that feels like they got slighted. And I think on paper, Georgia's the more talented team, unless they have more people that opt out. But Cincinnati really wants this game. They want the Peach Bowl pretty bad. They are an 8-point underdog at the Peach Bowl in the state of Georgia. Man, are you smelling an upset here, Kale, or is that just silliness?
I'm not smelling what Luke is cooking.
Yeah.
Look, Cincinnati, they've built all year long, everything's about defense. Well, I mean, they gave up 24 points last night to not a very good offense in like freezing rain. Like, it was sticking to Luke Fickell's Cincinnati face mask. I don't know if it was sleet or what. But, I mean, that was really, really bad weather. They gave up 24 points. It should have been 27. That field goal kicker, I don't know if you saw him. He slipped in the damn ice shit and busted his ass. They missed the field goal, too. Georgia's going to light them up. I'm sorry. I just think they are. I mean, I just think that offense, that JT Daniels is just, you know, going to be way, way, way too much for them. They've been a good defense against shitty teams, shitty offenses.
Even the two things that may make it interesting is how many guys from Georgia are going to opt out, and does Georgia give a shit? I mean, that's real.
That's the thing. That's the thing that they didn't who was it they lost to? They just laid a damn – what did they do? Was it a couple years ago that they went out and shit the bed against Texas in like a Sugar Bowl or something?
Yeah.
They didn't make the playoffs and then – one of their former players, Herschel Walker, or like Tim Worley or somebody who used to play for them back in the 80s, he came out and kind of bashed the whole damn team and the culture and everything about them for not wanting to, that we don't want to be here or whatever, just kind of gave them down the road about that. And well, last year they didn't make playoffs either. They went out and played Baylor, and it was the same kind of situation, and they took care of business against them. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, Georgia, to probably take care of that.
Well, let's answer a couple of questions here. Brock had a question earlier, and we'll go to his first. What was Brock's question?
Can we answer this one real quick? Because sure. Ryan Cheeks has asked four times, and in succession, by the way, why is Luke Doty starting over Ryan Helensky? Because he started three games this year, sir, yeah. And Ryan has played like 12 snaps all year, maybe. Yeah. It's already been said that Ryan Helensky's coming back. He's going to give the new coaching staff a chance, yeah. I think. And, you know, we'll see what pans out in the spring. But, no, I mean, they're not going to deviate from what they've been doing all year long, even though I agree that not starting Ryan Helensky and not playing him at all this year was like the biggest dumb fuck of moves of all many, many, many dumb fuck moves that we made this year. That's just not going to happen. Not with Mike Bobo.
Well, and the other thing too is that he has the capability. Helensky's more of the old typical drop back passer, et cetera. He's going to stay in the pocket. With Doty, he has the capability to move around a little bit, make some plays with his feet. And the South Carolina offensive line has some issues at times. Let's just leave it at that. So
over on YouTube, James Thompson says, Kale is on drugs. Let me address that. Yes, I am, James. I'm high on life. And Jesus Christ, thank you very much.
Hunter Slay calling me out for something I said at the beginning of the season. You were high on Pruitt at the beginning of the year. At this point, if you were the AD or you were giving him one more year or kicking him to the curb. I'm going to use the same thing I said earlier from, you know, as I was called out by our bot here.
Rob is a dumbass.
Exactly. And I was a dumbass.
He wasn't high on him, Hunter. He was just giving Carolina fans shit.
No, uh-uh. On my Fox Sports show, I thought that Tennessee was going to be outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I would probably, with Tennessee, here's the thing. If you have somebody that's out there that you want, and I'm not talking about, you know, there was a whole adage for a while with Tennessee of, oh, John Gruden's going to come here, and et cetera. I'm not necessarily buying all that. If you have somebody that really wants to coach there, then that's a different, that's like, you know, the horse of a different color. Ryan Cheeks over in the chat, if you don't stop posting your questions six times, I'm gonna have to boot you from the chat. So stop all that.
Turn your post it once. What I told you over the summer, I tried to tell everybody that Tennessee didn't have the skill players returning to make that thing work.
I didn't listen, Kale. Do you need to pop me on the snout like I'm a puppy? I was wrong. I admit it.
And and that quarterback, Jesus Christ, I'm glad that they finally decided to make a switch. They're kind of like Georgia. They finally woke up and decided to make a switch 8 games into the fucking season. Not that it mattered for them, but did you see that Guantanamo Bay entered the transfer portal?
I did, and like I was sitting there and I was like, all the Tennessee fans were like, bye!
Who the fuck is going to take? He's a fourth. He's like 40. He's like 40. Okay.
Now I'm isolating this clip because if he signs with South Carolina, I'm going to clown you to the end of time.
He's not signing with South Carolina. Our quarterback room is loaded.
What? Fuck out of here, Kale. Loaded with what?
I didn't say it was loaded with good players. But it's loaded. So it's loaded with shit. He might fit in. but I don't know. In all seriousness, I mean, I think the kid. I think he's a gamer. I think he's got a hell of a lot of heart. Now, I think he's just not good. I mean, maybe he hasn't had the proper coaching. You know, Felipe Franks kind of turned things around this year at Arkansas. Felipe Franks got a lot of shit in like 2017 when he was a freshman for throwing a bunch of interceptions. But then when Dan Mullen came down to Gainesville, quarterback whisperer that he is, he kind of improved his game a little bit and picked it up. Now, he wasn't putting up. I mean, he was not a Kyle Trask by any stretch of the imagination, but he's okay.
Blake says Kiffin to Auburn, done deal. Google it yourself.
He's not going to spend 1 year at – oh, well, never mind. He did spend 1 year at school and then bolt somewhere else too, didn't he?
Now, he was at Florida Atlantic for two seasons, I think.
No, he was only at Tennessee for one year, right?
Well, he was kind of shown the door there, basically.
No. He quit. He left and went to USC.
Yeah.
I don't know. Shown the door.
I think
here's
they named
what I was talking about. Craft brew, by the way. Speaking of Lane Kiffin, he might like craft brews as well. This is from the Brevard Brewing Company in Brevard, North Carolina. This is a Pilsner, Czechoslovakian style lager. Prost.
Have you? Does it taste like piss?
No, it's good.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, if this is the first time you've tasted it, we could do tastings with Jackpot here. 803-470-2905. We'll let you respond to that comment, Kale.
What is it?
He says, hold that pinky out, Kale.
Why is that? Because I drank a craft brew?
Holy shit. Wow. Don't hold up the Miller Lite to save your man card there.
I'm just testing it. I'm just kidding.
That's some shit.
Pretty good.
Scott says, whooping Kiffin's ass every year with the damn dirty Albie sounds fun. Bring it. I don't know, man. I don't think he's going to – if he may sign there, that would be interesting. We'll see what happens with that. By the way, there was one other thing that got screwed up in the bowl system thing here. Coastal Carolina, I would have loved to have seen them play another Power 5 team. Would have loved to have seen that because they ended up matching up with Liberty, and that'll be a good bowl game in the Cure Bowl. I don't know what the fuck they're curing, but yeah, I think they would have knocked off another Power 5 team. They would have had a good chance.
That's sponsored by Breast Cancer Awareness.
Is it?
Yeah. Thank you for your snide comment making fun of it.
Oh, fuck. Really? Is it really about breast cancer?
Yes.
I know, I'm an asshole. Thanks.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what the fuck it is. Fucking...
If you look it up and it is breast cancer, now we're both dickheads.
Hormel ham, for all I know. I don't fucking know what the fuck it is.
Brock says, how many South Carolina players are playing in the bowl game and what key players are or aren't playing for South Carolina that you know of? Well,
what key players aren't playing? I think all of them.
Well, I don't think that I think that Sedarius Hutcherson is going to be out from the offensive line. He's already said he's moving on. So that's probably your best lineman.
Yeah, he said he was moving on. He said moving on after this season. I mean, is he not going to play? Is Shy Smith to play in this, right?
I think Shy Smith said he's done, but we'll see. I would expect a very young Gamecock
not
team
coming back for another season. I don't know.
Well, I'll have more on that this week. For those of you who subscribe to this channel, Kale allows me to broadcast here for my Fox Sports show, and I get all kinds of great info, especially on the Gamecocks and the Tigers and whatever else. So, yeah. but be sure to follow that.
Yeah, and if Kevin Harris plays in that game and they hand him the rock 30 times, and we can find somebody besides Shy Smith to catch a fucking ball other than Nick Muse. If we can find one wide receiver to catch them ball and they run the hell out of him and let Fenwick spell him, we should beat that team. I mean, we just should. I mean, yeah. We're more talented still with all those damn opt-outs. You can't tell me we're not more talented than some fucking Blazers. From Conference USA.
I look forward to you know what? And Kale, maybe you and I may talk about this. Maybe we'll do a watch party together during the game. Maybe we may do that if you're not working that day. So we'll see about that. But
I'm working that day. That's the day after Christmas. But I plan, when I found out that this is when the game was, and now I plan on trying to just get off at 11 o'clock and head on home because it's the day after Christmas, and, you know, I deserve it. And
well, yeah. Jackpot deserves a day off, by God. Anyway, Brandon Coon's right. I just found this, too. He says that Shai Hutcherson and Ernest Jones will not play. Man.
Well.
Your thoughts on that, Kale?
Can, if we opt out three of ours, can UAB opt out three of theirs?
I don't know about all that.
Network of trade. Can the head coach just not show up for them? Maybe. I don't know. They need to work out something.
They'll figure something out.
That's just typical of the kind of opponent that we would end up playing. We're not gonna play a team who's got a bunch of shitbaggers who are gonna quit on them and decide not to fucking play. They'll be at full fucking COVID-19 force. They'll have all 54 of theirs suited up, ready to go and kick our ass. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's I don't know. It's playing the damn scrubs, the freshmen and sophomores, and the more scrubs. I mean, maybe, you know, like three or four starters on each side of the ball. Jesus Christ, man.
One other note here. Don't kill me, I'm just a vibe. Says, ask Kale, is the SEC down this year? A lot of teams in conference will have a sub-500 record. I think that's inflated as far as their conference records, etc. Just my opinion. Let's see here. Let's go out to the phones. Come on. And good evening. Welcome into the Rob and Kale Show. What's up?
What is your guys' take on all these schools opting out of bowl games? I just saw that Southern Cal opted out. I mean, if they would have beat Oregon, I'm sure they would have went and played in a New Year's Six game, don't you think?
Well, I'll let Kale go first, but what do you think about teams opting out there, Kale?
I mean, I just think it's normal this year. I mean, we've had all the players opting out. I mean, you can make your own decision now, and nobody's going to hold anything against you, really. And when things get back to normal, if they ever do, nobody's really going to remember what you did. So I don't really have a problem with it.
I mean, but don't you have a problem with these coaches telling these players, okay, every week you got to prepare, and then the coaches say, okay, we'll just quit the season now.
Well,
we'll take
I think
the easy way out.
I think a lot of it comes down to what each conference has for each team. What I mean by that is that the schools that are in their part of the conference, they some of the stuff is more difficult to go with. And like for teams that are playing early, here's the better part. For teams that are playing like South Carolina, their bowl game is in what, 6 days? So
yeah,
they'll have to go through testing and all of that again for one more week and then go. Teams like the final bowl game of the season is the North Carolina matchup with Miami, or who is it that are playing? Texas A&M, right? That bowl game is at the very end of the season, so they have to go through the holidays and all of that. Maybe that's something that they would that would hinder some folks. But on this other front too, I've been a guy that I think that, Kale, when we were younger, do you remember going to a bowl game was a big fucking deal? I mean, going every year was a huge deal.
There only used to be like 15 of them or something. I mean,
right.
Wasn't that many. It was like if your team wasn't in the top 20,
yeah,
you probably wasn't going.
I think we should get back to that, and I think we should get away from having so many bowl games and make the bowl games mean a little bit more, and then that would cut down on a lot of this stuff where people are opting out, et cetera. My thing, too, is going to be the after this season, what's going to keep teams from opting out later on? You know what I'm saying? If they can figure out a way to get around it, why would they even bother to do that? So I don't know. It's
all right, thanks, guys.
It's a mess, man. Hey, thank you for calling, bud. We appreciate it.
I remember in I'm gonna say shit, I don't remember what year it was. I think it was 1989. South Carolina started off like 6-1, and then Todd Ellis got hurt in the NC State game.
Right.
And we lost like our next four games. I think we beat North Carolina when North Carolina was like 1-10. We lost like Clemson, Florida State, NC State, and somebody else. And we finished like 7-4 or 6-5. I can't remember. And we opted out. We didn't play a bowl game. South Carolina was offered a bid to the Independence Bowl.
Right.
To play Southern Miss. And they chose not to play it because their star quarterback wasn't going to be able to play anyway because his season and career was done. So I've sat for it. And what about this also, Rob? And I'm not familiar with it, but the bowl payouts, are those not going to be affected by COVID-19? Are those not going to be significantly less than what they would have been? I mean, that money has to come from somewhere, right?
Right.
Some of that was come from buying tickets to the game. And I would think those payouts would be significantly less. So wouldn't that also affect the school's decision whether to play in the game or not?
I think a lot of it boils down to the TV money end of it. I've interviewed when I go up to cover the ACC for their version of Media Days, I've interviewed like three different bowl reps up there. The one that I remember the most is the guy from the Peach Bowl. And they talk about all the stuff they do in the community where they give so much money back. I think that's something that I've been thinking about a lot this week, especially during the holidays, where the impact of that on the economy, where Peach Bowl gives a shit ton of money. So, but yeah, I think a lot of this, as far as the payouts go, Blake's right on that. A lot of that comes from the TV folks and then go from there. But you get paid regardless, by the way. I mean, you get an extra, you know, your conference pays you whether you play or not. So, I guess the upside, and see, I made this comment on my show last week where, or 2 weeks ago, if South Carolina played in a bowl game, they'd get some extra practices. But on the other end, it's like, how many practices do you get? They have to leave Christmas Eve to get down there. I mean, they don't really get any extra practices. I mean, it's kind of a mess.
Answering a question over on YouTube, Brian Cheeks asks, how much do y'all weigh?
Ask your girlfriend.
Ryan, it wasn't this morning. It was several mornings ago. I weighed myself, and I was at 495. We just finished getting a ramp built right outside the door here for me to ride my scooter in to the front because I can't get up the stairs anymore because I can't lift my leg up. My belly, like the bottom portion of it, just hangs down so low that I can't get it up. I'm trying to get to 550 by next year at Christmas, but I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not.
That's a logical goal. You could do that.
I probably could.
I'm
fat as fuck.
All right, final calls this evening, 803-470-2905. And let's go to this call. Welcome in to the show. Good evening.
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Carolina Jackpot?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. It's good to hear from both of you. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I haven't seen an SEC championship game like that in a long time. I'll tell you, that game between Alabama and Florida, that's one for the ages.
Yeah?
That game was awesome, man. I tell you, I haven't seen the SEC championship. I don't think there's any playoff game that's going to be quite as good.
You're right. Most of the SEC championship games are blowouts, usually won by the team from the West.
And you know what, Mr. Carolina, that's so true. Most of the SEC championship games, just like last year against Georgia, I mean, LSU, that was an absolute demolition. They're just total blowouts. And usually it's always the SEC West that ends up winning, but this game here could have went either way. And so, you know, but I can tell you this, you know, what makes me laugh when I see all these Georgia fans on here trolling Florida because they lost. You know, Georgia is still bitter because Florida spanked them back around October, I guess, or November somewhere, and there was 44-28 in the cocktail bowl or the whatever they call it. And Florida embarrassed them, and Georgia's been salty ever since. But I'm saying to myself, you guys can't even get half as far as Florida. So, so let me ask you this, Carolina, sir. What do you think is the future for the Gamecocks going forward?
I think that it's very unclear at this point. I like the hire that they made after I was kind of, against him just because of the things that I didn't know. The things that I did know was that he wasn't a head coach and he was unproven, and I kind of, you know, just was against him just for that reason. I wanted someone that had proven themselves as a winner. But then once I got to find out more about him and know him, not on a personal level, but just from a face value point, he's genuinely he loves the program. So he says, and he's extremely humbled by the chance to have this job, and he's willing to put in the work that it takes. He's a good recruiter. So I think all those are positives. Now we'll see what kind of staff he can assemble. And can they get along with each other? Can they work as a cohesive unit? And can they recruit? Because that's going to be the key piece here is recruiting. We're going to have to recruit. We're going to have to shove this into like a 5-year window because it's going to take a while to rebuild what was already and what Muschamp left. It wasn't all necessarily broken, but I feel like that they didn't recruit to a lot of the areas of the team where we needed players. We had some attrition from the past few years, whether it be to graduation or whatever. They didn't recruit to restock the cupboard in the right places. They didn't look 3 or 4 years ahead. They looked 1 year ahead when they were recruiting. So it's going to take a while for him to get that rebuild. It's just a tremendous a rebuild job for him. But I think that he's going to either get it done or die trying. Is just what I think. Do I think that he's going to win multiple SEC championships here? Do I think that he's going to take us to multiple New Year's Six bowls? No, but I think that he can get the program back to some level of respectability.
Well, you know, Carolina, that's true. And I'll tell you this: one of the things about the Gamecocks, somebody has to come in. You know, all the recruitment's fine, all that's good. Somebody has to change the culture in Columbia. What I mean by that is, you've got to get people, you got to get the fans, you got to get the players to believe that they can compete and win. If you don't do that, you could have the best guys, the best recruits in the world. You're still going to come up with the same results. Somebody has to change the culture and the atmosphere in Columbia with the Gamecocks so that they can believe that they can actually win and be competitive.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Well, Beamer said a lot of the recruits that we've got so far are kids who are used to winning in high school. They're kids who are used to winning championships there, so you know they're not used to losing. So I mean that's one good thing. But I mean, for the most part, most of your high school players, most of your good recruits that you pick up are products of decent to elite level high school programs. You know, there's not many shitholes, not many Wade Hampton Generals who were 1-9 my senior year. Not many teams like that produce college football talent. So, I mean, there in high school football, there's a huge gap between eighth place and first place in a conference or whatever.
Well, I think that I think Gamecock fans are tired of hearing about culture changes. You know, we need to change the culture, change the culture, change the culture. There are guys on that team right now that would, you know, that play their ass off. Kevin Harris is one of them. Maybe you need more. I understand needing more of those guys, but Commander Caramel says, can Carolina recruit with Clemson and UGA someday? I mean, they consistently, I think it's hard, but South Carolina's had good recruiting classes. And up until this season, where right now they're in the hundreds, every year under Muschamp, with the exception of his first year, they were in the top 25.
Yeah, I mean, and they've taken some players that Clemson wanted. I mean, Clemson wanted Jordan Birch. They wanted Zach Pickens. So, you know, they've done that. I mean, this year, this recruiting class that we've got right now, as far down the line as it is, a lot of that's just a product of Will Muschamp's recruiting class. I mean, they were terrible to start with before the early signing day ever came around. They had all those decommitments. Well, it just made it even worse, but and it already was terrible. So,
yeah.
That losing, man, that losing will get you.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I think we've had a good show, Kale. The Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. We're not doing a show on Wednesday. I've got a holiday party I've got to go to. But when we next time we check back in, it'll be a week from tonight, and we'll have South Carolina's bowl game in the books. We'll be able to respond to that and whatever else we can get into here on the Rob and Kale Show. I am right now.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I Santa Claus forgot. I've got a my duty here. We've already given out one free entry into the Bowl Pick'em Challenge, and my second one I want to give away to Brandon Kuhn.
All right,
Brandon Kuhn's always here with us on Facebook. Brandon Kuhn always here with us on YouTube. So Brandon, I want you to message us on the. Either message me or message Rob or whatever. I know we're all friends on Facebook, so we can get you hooked up in there. I want you in the contest, sir, and I'm giving you a free entry. Santa Claus, sir, Jackpot Claus says, Merry Christmas, Brandon.
By the way, there's a link that I just posted over in the page there in the chat. Click that link, and it'll tell you where you send your money, make your picks, and you can get right in. So there you go with that. Very simple. Do you think this bowl game for South Carolina is a must-win as far as hope and recruiting goes? No, I don't think anyone cares about this game. Be completely honest with you. No one cares. I know it sounds silly, but no one cares about any of the games this year except the playoff games. Sorry.
Playoff. What's your thoughts? What's your early thoughts on the interesting matchup in the I don't give a fuck bowl? I don't remember which one is between Mizzou and the Iowa Hawkeyes. I think Mizzou's going to get road graded in that one. What about you?
We're really going to talk about Mizzou and in the Iowa Hawkeyes game? Damn it, Kale. Well, Myrtle Beach Bowl's tomorrow, by the way. So, what do you think about that game? Did you care about that game? Not so much.
Yeah, I think App State will win. I think North Texas might keep it competitive for a while. But yeah.
Well, there you go with that. Merry Christmas to all of you that follow us here. We appreciate it. Please join our Bowl Pick'em Challenge. The link is right there in the chat. It's so simple. You just it tells you where to pay on PayPal. And Ben Simmons, by the way, won $820, I think it was. We're trying to build it up where, hey, maybe it'll get that high. I don't know. Not a lot of time, but enter it. Edwin's in it. Brandon Kuhn's in it, obviously. Jackpot's in it. I'm in it. Yeah. It's Enter now, win big. You can pay off your Christmas card debt.
Did Jackpot Jr. send you anything?
Jackpot Jr. did send me his money.
He did.
Now, did Jackpot Sr. pay for his bowl bid, or did you make him pay for it?
No, he paid for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I got Jackpot Jr.'s money. Brian says I'll eat my words in 2 weeks. Okay. All right. With that, Merry Christmas. We'll see you guys next Sunday.
Peace.